Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, is that Brenda?
Yes.
Good morning. Hi, Brenda. It's Jeannie. How are you?
Hi, Jeannie. I'm good.
Good. Good. How have you guys been? I've missed everybody this past week, or two maybe.
How was your trip?
It's good. I'm still kind of on my trip, but I'm not working, so as far as my other business, I'm not working.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. In fact, I'm looking at the ocean right now. It's beautiful. Very nice. It was a profitable trip, which is good. Good morning. This is Jeannie and Brenda. Somebody else joined us?
Ocean are you looking at?
I'm looking at is it the Pacific on the west coast? Yeah, the Pacific.
Where, like a beach or?
Yeah, we're in Oregon. So over here at the Southern Oregon beach. It's very pretty. And it's going to be a clear day, and it's going to be nice weather, I hear, so. That's really good.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. Kind of relaxing, you know? I like that part. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got in a little bit yesterday afternoon, and it was kind of warm, a little chilly this morning, though. And so, Brenda, tell me, where are you now? You're in?
In California.
Yeah.
California.
Yeah. I thought you were a California girl.
Well, for, what's it been, 25 years now.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Arizona girl.
Yeah. I'm originally from Texas, but I've lived in Arizona for quite some time. At least 18 years this time. I lived there 3 times. That's my 3rd time. Always kept coming back.
We may end up back there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
We had
what
to
part?
Leave Arizona in the 80s when the copper mines all went out of business.
Oh, really? Okay.
They all closed down overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So, out to California we came.
Yeah. Is that the business that you were in before, or
my husband worked for the copper mines, yeah.
Okay.
Are you back home, Jeannie?
Not yet. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I have a little echo. I hear my voice.
Did you just wake up?
Just about a half hour ago.
How did I know?
How can you tell?
Sound better than I do when I first wake up.
Oh, boy. Well, actually, I woke up about an hour ago, but I kind of laid around for a little bit. How have you been?
Good, thank you. You?
Yeah.
Must be exhausted from the show.
Say that again.
You must be exhausted from your show.
Yeah, well, we're getting a little rested up here.
Good.
Yeah. It ended on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So Tuesday, we went to some friends, hung out with them a little bit, and then now we're at the beach house here.
Okay.
In Coos Bay, yeah. So it's nice. What's been happening? Anything exciting?
We've missed you.
I missed you guys. You know, these calls are so, just kind of keep you up on things and...
Plugged in.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Plugged in.
Plugged in. You're right. You're right. I always like that. Do you remember the restaurant? Leah talked about a vegan restaurant in L.A., but there was one in Portland.
I wasn't on a call Monday, but she said Tuesday there was another one if anybody goes out to California, but nobody asked her the name of it. No, for sure. I not know it.
I don't know. I haven't asked.
And Please, Matt Onion, I guess it sounds like. I don't
know. Yeah, I wrote a note to myself to ask because we have some friends that live in Portland.
Oh, are you doing emails while you're gone?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, if she gets on the call tomorrow, I'll try to remember to ask and I'll send it to you.
Okay. Yeah. I might be able to get on in the morning, too, so.
Okay.
I think that could be available. Good morning. Somebody else joined us?
Good morning. It's Betty in Pittsburgh.
Hi, Betty. Good morning to you.
Hi, Jamie.
Bizarre. I was just thinking we haven't heard from Betty, and there you are.
Well, I've been listening in, but I've been out back with the beautiful sunshine painting my shed.
Wow.
Yes, and boy.
Too hot for that today.
Yeah, well, it's been too hot for it all the way along, but, you know, early morning out and doing is not bad.
Wow. Well, good. It's a little chilly over here this morning.
What's chilly, Jeannie?
Chilly. What is chilly? It's in the 60s.
It's comfortable to us.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all us, isn't it?
Oh, boy. So anybody have anything on their minds this morning about our lifestyle plan that we're doing? Or any questions about anything? Any new vegetables we've been eating?
I have a question about beans. A lady told me yesterday that she learned in nutrition class when she was in college that beans weren't good because they had uric acid in them. And I said, really? I thought I'd ask about the uric acid that she was talking about, and does anybody know anything about what she's talking about?
I wonder if that's in the canned beans rather than making your own.
She was saying pinto beans or...
I haven't heard that one. I have to look that up.
How old is this woman, Brenda?
Oh, she's younger than I. She's probably... young 30s.
Okay. Uric acid.
And that's weird, isn't that? Like, that's not a good acid.
I've never heard of it. Have you?
No, I haven't.
No, I'm not sure.
Aren't beans alkaline? What?
Interesting.
The chiropractor I listen to has said many times, and if you really want to shed weight, you must eat beans.
Eat beans.
Because of the fiber and the protein. You know,
right.
Even if it's, you know, what if I'm not having a something with beans, I will just throw the garbanzo in my salad. So that I definitely try to get beans every day. He says 2 to 3 cups, which I know is huge.
Which is great.
Yeah, but just... throwing garbanzos certainly helps, and it definitely makes a difference with elimination.
So I have my computer on. Is there a website that you can pull up food and what's in them?
Oh, let's see.
Beans back. Just put beans in your Google.
Just Google beans? Okay.
Either that or look at Veg for Life, not Veg for Life, vegsource.com maybe. I know there's a few that Jason Wyrick had.
Did she spell that acid for you?
You know, I thought of urea, U-R-E-A, but
That's what I thought of.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. Edgesource.com, I'll look that up.
Or maybe we could look at ureic acid. I don't know how to spell that, though.
Okay, I had it on in one of the spam things that just came through. Avandia lawsuit. What is Avandia?
Is it a drug company?
It's a drug for diabetes.
Oh, really?
They have a lawsuit, a potential safety issue related to Avandia. A drug approved to treat type 2 diabetes. They safety data from controlled clinical trials have shown that there is potential significant increase to risk of heart attack and heart-related death in patients taking Avandia.
Wow.
There's a program on TV tomorrow night that I saw this morning advertised. It's going to be on the three channels. I believe they said 8 o'clock at night on cancer. It'll be interesting to see if anybody mentions food.
I know it. I read an article. It's in the Red Book magazine, September. September issue, and about autism. They have a section called Living with Autism.
Mm.
And they mentioned, when you were saying, linking it to vegetable, they were, it's a thing about vaccines and how that they're following a family that just found out that their child was autistic and different vaccines they were giving them and stuff like that. But that one of the doctors there had said he's going to treat him with nutritionally.
Ooh.
Yeah, and he had some sort of a yeast in his digestive system, and so they had given him something for that, and then it made him flare up again in some of his, I think the little guy is 3 or 4 years old, and it had flared up his symptoms again of autism, which were getting better with behavioral disorder, some kind of thing that they were doing with him. Anyway, I'm going to pick up the magazine so I can kind of finish the article, but the guy, the doctor that was treating him had said something about that there are nutritional deficiencies that they have, and he was going to start him on a regimen of different things, and then the next month's issue, they're going to continue it.
Is that an MD or a chiropractor, do you remember?
I think it was MD.
Okay.
I think it was MD. I was like, wow, look at that.
And yet there was something on our news last night, just a blurb, that studies have shown there to be no correlation between the measles vaccine and autism.
Right. I saw something last night on the Internet about
mm-hmm.
just a headline.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know they're going to fight back a little bit, and I don't know.
I have a friend whose second child is, and you know, we all know that it's a wide spectrum, but is in the spectrum of autism, and she swears that very soon after getting inoculated, she saw dramatic changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one person. Meanwhile, the kid is doing amazingly, wonderfully.
Mm-hmm. Well, this mother had said that she's now involved, you know, quite a lot with different volunteering and different things in her community, and I can't remember where she was living, but anyway, she had said that many women ask her, you know, what do you think? And she said, I just recommend that they go slowly with, you know, when they say they're going to give them this and this and this and this and this, just try to do it slowly. You know, because she didn't want to say, no, don't, but she said, I can't help but wonder, because symptoms did start happening. She said, I can't help wondering, wow, what did I do to my child? You know, that kind of stuff.
I saw a list several months ago of what they give children and with what regularity and what numbers. It blew me away what they are pumping into these little babies
mm-hmm.
so much, so fast, all at once.
They give
mm-hmm.
it all at once, huh?
It was just mind-boggling to me. You know, my kids are older, and I really don't think that's what was going on then.
No. I don't think so either. Yeah.
And it's little kids who don't have the defenses at that point.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had a fit when I immunized my children.
Were you not immunized?
No, I wasn't. I
and you got into school.
I had everything except the mumps.
Wow.
I wouldn't want my children to have it, but she really had a fit. She said, well, I had the immunizations from school, you know, the big scab shot and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. But
the booster shot or whatever.
But none of the baby things. She believed it was bad for you.
I have a friend that does too. Her children are not immunized, and they're very healthy. They're older. Well, one is 20, and the other one is, I think, she had like two separate batches of kids. One in each batch. The other one, I think, is 10 now. So I found I don't know where I got this article from, prevention.com. It must have been something I saw on the Internet. Love the vegetables you hate. 15 ways to make broccoli, cabbage, and parsnips as delicious as chocolate. Well, almost.
Little imagination there.
Yeah. There's a little thing about, it says the spice is right. If you hate beets, and then it tells you, try adding these different spices to them. And on beets, it says try adding cloves. I never even thought about that. Let's see, broccoli and Brussels sprouts, try adding caraway seeds. Green beans, try adding tarragon, mustard, dill, weed, and seeds. Green peas, add bay leaves and mint. And then kidney beans, chili powder, cumin, and marjoram. That's what I usually add. I like cumin.
And
lima beans.
You use those to make chili, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ricky made a pasta fagioli the other day.
Ooh.
I think he's going to make it today, too. And we used the light red kidney beans. They were delicious.
I use them both when I make chili.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the difference is except the color.
Yeah. Well, you know, I found out that cannellini beans, which are supposed to, this was what the recipe called for, were white kidney beans.
Oh, that's interesting.
And we couldn't find them, so we got the light colored.
Hmm.
They were really good. And then it says spinach, add nutmeg. So anyway, if anybody doesn't like any of those, and let's see, there was one other thing in here. Honor your inborn sweet tooth. All babies are born with a natural aversion to bitter foods and a preference for sweets, says this gal who's a PhD assistant professor of pediatrics at Baylor College of Medicine. Scientists have long speculated that because so many poisonous plants are bitter, what we do know is that sweet tastes better to us. So indulge in sweeter vegetables, yams, squash, peas, and carrots, which pack plenty of nutritional advantages. How about that?
I still think women eat more or are prone to eat sweets than men.
That's, I do too.
That's been my observation.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what makes one child go towards it and another one, especially from what you just said. Why does one child like sweets and another one has no interest?
Mm-hmm. One of my friends says that sugar's in everything.
It is. So is salt.
She was a smoker, and she said that they even put sugar in cigarettes.
Oh, it's in milk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think we get accustomed to it. Well, has anybody else joined us along the way here?
Good morning, this is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene.
Good morning. Yeah, I had my sister had came up this last weekend with her new grandbaby, 10 months old, a little girl, and she had her on one of the formulas, and I was talking to her about everything has sugar in it. And I said, even that formula, I bet, that powdered formula. So anyway, I looked on the formula, and I didn't see one bit of sugar.
No.
Ingredient.
No O's?
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nothing that ended in O's?
Yes.
O-S-E?
Yeah, I told her. A lot of times they try to disguise it, but, you know, it's usually in there, but...
But if it's
when it wasn't.
If it's below a certain amount, they don't even have to list it.
Oh, is that what it is, too?
It could be.
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting.
Which is how MSG slides in sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at, we were at some friend's house the other night, and she has this beautiful kitchen that they had redone, and a spice drawer, you know, you pull it out, it's real wide, and all the spices laying down. I picked up a couple spices, and two or three of them, the second ingredient was monosodium glutamate.
Oh my, and it was listed.
It just spelled right out.
But it was listed, that's amazing too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, well, one thing made me wonder how long she's had it, because sometimes spices sit in the drawer a long time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it got us into a conversation about that, which is really good, because she's really wanting to clean up her diet some and had a lot of good questions, you know? So, and she does read labels on her, like, breads and things like that. She's starting to read labels. And her husband likes white bread. He likes Wonder Bread, she said. And I went, oh, no. I said, pick a slice up and roll it up in a dough ball and throw it at him.
Good for wallpapering.
Yeah. Somebody did that to me once. I was like, oh. So, well.
Yeah, and I was over at Costco yesterday, and they had a person over there demonstrating the Vitamix.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching because I had bought one here some time back, and he was making a sorbet with baby carrots and cabbage.
Yeah.
And put your vegetables in there that people don't like to eat, and then he put a little bit of mango, frozen mango, in with it, and then the ice and all that, and it, you couldn't even taste the vegetables, period. And it tasted, it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be good something for kids, you know.
So it was just the fruits and veggies, no yogurt or anything like that?
No, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yeah, I remember that demonstration. They do a similar one, the ones that I've seen. I think that was one of the, I'd seen it for years and years, and probably after about 6 or 7 years, I finally bought one. And that was one of the ones that impressed me, that and the soup that they made. That
tortilla soup?
Tortilla soup, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say that was interesting, too.
Mm.
And it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I sampled it. It was very, very good.
Yeah, I haven't really used my Vitamix to make soup since, so I
haven't either.
Yeah. But it was really impressive in the demonstration. But it is, I remember him throwing things in and the kids going, in the demonstration going, oh my gosh, he's putting that in there. And then them being reluctant to taste it, but then once they did, they really liked it. So it is a good way to get people started.
Yeah.
There's a little blip on the same article that said, read up on the vegetables you hate the most. And it says a study at Monell Chemical Senses Center found that understanding why something tastes foul is good for you, combined with repeated regular exposure to that particular food, actually makes it easier for you to stomach it. If you knew that kale could help protect you from cancer, you might be more willing to forget the taste and eat more of it, particularly if cancer runs in your family or is a concern for you.
Well, as was brought up in something I had on this morning, is there a family out there that doesn't, less than the ad for the program tomorrow, is there a family out there that doesn't have cancer in it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's pretty, it's getting rampant. Maybe it's just the older I get, but in our age bracket, there's just a lot of people with different diseases and things, and that's why with the autism I've noticed there's a gal at the fair here that I've known for years. I didn't get to see her, but I heard after the fair was over that her child has autism.
Mm.
And that she's just, you know, I wish I'd been able to have more time to go out and see her and visit with her. Maybe next time. So...
So there's no master list of who the displayers are?
Actually, there might be. I might be able to find her number. In fact, she sells olives. She's an olive girl there. Stuffed olives, you know, stuffed with everything, stuffed with garlic, stuffed with all kinds of things. And I usually get olives from her. I didn't get a chance to. So, Debbie, the olive girl, I'll write it down.
That must mean that you were really busy.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Well, I didn't have a chance to leave my... I worked by myself most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the day, I was ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did have a girl come in the evening, but...
It's a long day.
Yeah, yeah. Good show that we had good...
What was the fair?
I was demonstrating these markers for kids. I think the reason why the autism thing struck me, too, there were three or four children in my group, you know, throughout the fair that their moms would say, well, you know, he's high-functioning autistic and he loves coloring and markers and things. And I could see them get so excited by the markers that I was selling, these markers for kids called the Blendy Pens. And they get so excited about them. I was trying to figure out a way I could talk to them, but I was so busy I wouldn't, you know, I just didn't know how to approach them or something while I was working. So, and my husband has the salsa maker, and that's always good. We have salsa on everything during the fair. We eat pretty good. Got to bring leftovers. We made lentils, a lot of beans, and lots of beans. So it was neat. Well, anybody cooked anything recently that's new recipes or anything?
I made a recipe last night that I had made last summer a couple of times and have not made until now. The one with the pasta from Marianne Shearer's book. The pasta with the tomatoes that I used from the garden and some garlic and some olives. And it was
the fresh sauce?
Well, you can either use it fresh or cooked, but I use it fresh, cold, and just mixed it in with the pasta. And when Marty ate it, I said, this is good. So I forgot that we had it last year.
What did he say last year?
I think he liked it then, too. So
yeah.
I haven't made pasta in a while. This was good.
Yeah, that was one of our favorites, too.
Yeah, I remember liking it last year.
Especially when you have good fresh tomatoes.
It was funny because he had told me before he left yesterday morning, call one of my friends who's not far and tell her, you know, give her some tomatoes. And I didn't do that, and then I decided to make this recipe, and I saw that it called for over a pound of tomatoes. So I did measure them out, but I always put more in anyway because I was kind of eating it, so I was cutting them.
Yeah.
And it ended up that I don't have that many more tomatoes, and then he comes home and tells me there aren't that many for a while, so I'm glad I didn't call her.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, it is a good one. For anybody who has that Marianne Shearer book, I can actually tell you what page it's on if you're interested. I can't believe I put the book away.
Wow.
I thought
it's not laying on the counter.
I thought it still was, but I put it away last night. Gee, that's a shocker.
That's too funny. Brenda, did you find anything on uric acid? Uric acid?
Not on uric acid, but it was just saying how good beans are, and I pulled out my bean cookbook that my bean grower friend here gave me,
mm-hmm.
And in the back of it, it has a thing on nutrition. It doesn't say anything about uric acid, but has a different paragraph on everything about high in complex carbohydrates, high in protein, high in fiber, high in folate, low in fat, especially saturated type, no cholesterol,
mm-hmm.
low sodium.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really good. 60% from carbohydrates, 10% from protein. Beans are rich in protein. Although no single nutrient is all important for human health, protein is usually ranked first because of supplies, materials for building and repair, tissue, glands, bones, and teeth. The actual protein content of most common varieties of beans range from 21 to 27%.
So it says it's repairing bones, correct?
Protein content in cooked beans. I guess it goes down in the cooked beans. Although bean protein is somewhat lacking in methionine, methionine, one of 8 essential amino acids in a complete protein. The insufficiency is corrected when grains, corn, or rice, or small amounts of meat, eggs, cheese are eaten during the day. They supply important vitamins. It's the richest natural source of vitamin B, thiamin, pyridoxin, niacin, as well as folate.
Wow.
According to the USDA nutrient database, 1 cup of cooked black-eyed peas provides over 350 mcg of folate. They have the highest per gram content of folate of all vegetables.
Wow.
Cooked large lima beans compare favorably with beef liver in thiamin. And
wow.
A 6 ounce.
So they put lima beans, interestingly, into the bean category.
Yeah. A 6 ounce serving of cooked large lima black-eyed or pink beans is better than brewer's yeast or raw wheat germ as a source of pyridoxine. An average serving of cooked dry beans can supply a significant amount of daily requirements for the other important B vitamins, such as thiamin, pyridoxine, niacin, and riboflavin. Under minerals, iron is plentiful. A cup of cooked or canned beans provides almost half the amount of iron recommended daily for men and 1/4 of that for women. Iron is important for building red blood cells and carrying oxygen from the lungs to all parts of the body. Calcium and phosphorus are needed for building strong bones and teeth and regulating the body process. Both are present. Potassium, most important for regulating fluid balance in the body, is plentifully supplied in dried beans. Potassium is particularly important in diets of people on diuretic medication, for those whom low-sodium diets have been prescribed. And it says carbohydrates are 100 grams of cooked dry beans contain only 110 to 120 calories. Fiber is important in maintaining regulatory healthy digestive system. Although much work is being done to establish the specific role of fiber in a diet, there is evidence that a high-fiber diet can reduce certain cancers and lower blood cholesterol. And less than 2%, the small amount of fat in dry beans, less than 2%, is all vegetable in nature and therefore contains no cholesterol. Also low in sodium. Budget stretchers.
Yeah.
And fertility. So beans are pretty good.
Mhm.
And it says nothing about uric acid. With all these other things going in its favor, I wouldn't think it would be acidic.
Well, what teaching is acidic. They're teaching the wrong stuff. They haven't caught up with what's the good stuff yet.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. That was good. I'd like to get that bean cookbook.
Yeah, let me see if there's an address on it or anything. I was given it by an area guy.
Oh,
yeah.
What's the name of the cookbook?
Beans, 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 California's Finest Recipes, the Dried Bean Advisory Board. Here's the address for it. California Dry Bean Advisory Board.
Dry Bean.
531 D. North Alta Avenue.
ALTA.
ALTA.
Mm-hmm.
Department CB.
D. David B. Boy.
Department C. Cal.
Oh, C.
B. Boy.
Okay.
D-I-N-U-B-A, Dinuba, California, 93618.
And what was the name? Could you just read all that again, please? California Dry Bean
Advisory Board.
Advisory Board.
Dry Bean Advisory Board.
531-D, like dog, North Alta Avenue, Department CB, and the city is D-I-N-U-B-A.
B-Boy?
Yes. California. 93618.
And the name is Beans, Beans, Beans. What was the subtitle?
California's Finest Recipes.
Finest Recipes. Cool.
And where'd you get the book?
I have a friend who was a bean grower, and he went and got it and gave it to me.
Oh.
We were talking about beans.
So you don't think it would be, like, online or anything?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Might be able to look up California Dry Bean Advisory Board.
Yeah, well,
what year is your book?
Dried beans from California. Yeah, you might do that. I've had this for years.
Mm-hmm. Does it say what year it was printed?
It's kind of from this area, because it's talking about different advisory people from the towns right around me.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't get it through that address, actually, I'll call this guy and see if I can get some books, and then I'll let you know, and we'll take orders.
Cool. Yeah. Sounds good.
Pretty proud of their bean book. Has some good a lot of interesting recipes for beans in here.
Mhm. Well, yeah, I'd like to have that because they, or something like it anyway. That's kind of like my wild oats thing of preparing bulk foods. You know,
it's kind
of one of those things. Mhm. Mhm. You know, Nancy, I was looking at this the other day, and I didn't know if. Did you send out copies to everybody of this?
No, you were going to do that.
Yeah, I thought I was going to. See, it's
pretty calm.
I went, well, here I am. Okay. Yes, I need to do that. I'll try to get that done in the next week.
Okay. I just want to say that's on the Marianne Shearer Perfect Health book, page 247, fresh tomato and olive pasta.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Fresh tomato and olive.
I haven't
made that in a little bit either.
I was glad I remembered to make it. I was trying to think last night, okay, what can I make, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing besides baked potatoes and salad. He's not going to be happy with just that.
I made some a portobello mushroom. It's in the Students Go Vegan cookbook. Portobello mushroom burger or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you saute garlic, and I put onions, too, garlic and onions, and then you slice the portobellos and saute those, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that in this book, I noticed, too, the recipes are for one or two servings, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a good whole grain bun. Oh, it's some bell peppers, some red bell peppers or green, whatever you have, and just saute that with a little soy sauce and then a little pinch of sugar. Speaking of sugar,
mm-hmm.
pinch of salt and a pinch of sugar. And it was really, really good. Just makes a nice little saute.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the Students Go Vegan book. Anybody, I had some portobellos and I thought, gee, I need to cook these. So
yeah.
I thought I'm making little burgers out of them with tomato slices and onion slices.
If you guys remember, I think it was Memorial Day when I made those our burger recipe with the mushrooms and the, was it walnuts, pecans, whatever it was. And mine fell apart, and the rest of what was left, I just put in the freezer. I really should take it out one of these days and make it as a meatloaf rather than as a burger. Keep forgetting to do that.
Oh, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever done red lentils?
Haven't seen them.
I bought a package. Well, I mixed it in. I don't think they tasted different.
Just the color.
They're red. I think they're more for soups and things. I think they don't hold their shape as well as the other ones. But I had those, and I was going to make my lentils and rice dish, and I used half and half because I needed more mm-hmm. of the other ones, and so I thought, well, I'll try these. And it worked out really good. They were delicious. They didn't look red once you cooked them. They just blended in with everything else, so
mm-hmm.
they were still that grayish-green color. So, but I'm going to experiment with a little bit more with just red ones and see how that comes out.
So you bought some dry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bought a bag of them. They were in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
I brought them on the fair route with me and
mm-hmm.
Didn't cook them, and I thought, well, I've got them. I might as well use them. They turned out good. Well, anything else? Anybody have any concerns or anything else about today?
Yeah, I was going to ask, did anybody listen to that startup call last night on Nikon?
Oh, no, I missed it. What happened? Did you hear, Darlene?
No, I used the number that I was given, but it was the wrong number. The wrong access code and all that. So I missed it, so I was just
was
curious.
It the kickoff call?
The kickoff call, uh-huh.
Oh, I missed it again.
Was it Tuesday?
Wednesday.
I listened to it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that we need?
Where did I write down the stuff? The special on the sleep system?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? 20%? It's a percent off the sleep system. The kit, when you sign up, it's still free. Sign up is free. And if you get the professional pack and the sleep system, you can save more money than ever, I guess they said. And it'll make you a whole wellness home.
Mm-hmm.
The three packs are still available. So.
Good.
That's
I was wondering about that because I have a person that I need to talk to about. You get to sign up free still, huh?
You get to sign up free still.
Mm-hmm.
The sleep system is on special. When you get any of the sleep systems, they get 20% off.
Wow.
I think it's 20% off.
Okay.
I don't see my papers that I wrote it on here. Wait, maybe it's right here.
Good.
There's also 20% off on the Bella Passionata jewelry.
Oh, yeah, that too, the jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
They said it will be all of this will be in our newsletter.
Okay. I figured they might follow it up with something. Good.
They talked about the humans being more convention is the 22nd and 23rd at the convention.
Mm-hmm. The 22nd and 23rd?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
You are?
Yes. My husband's taking it for the first time.
Oh, wow. Are you driving?
Really good. We're going to fly over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want a ticket at the meeting.
Yay!
For the convention. So I'm going, and I'm going out, I think, on Wednesday. I thought the airfare would be better to go a day earlier, but
mm-hmm.
I didn't know if I'd have anybody to spend any time with if I went for the mm-hmm. human being more. So,
are you flying in? Are you flying into Orlando? Alrighty. Yeah, we have a book. We got to get busy booking our flight here.
Yes, because it's going up by the day.
From
California, a few days ago, I could have done a round trip for $246.
Wow, really?
Yes.
And now what is it?
That's good.
$316.
Oh.
Going out on Wednesday and coming back on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, I'm making a note here. I should get on the horn this morning and do that.
If I went out on Wednesday and came back on Monday, it would be $100 less.
Wow. Yeah. Are you going to spend that much at a hotel room?
Pay that much for the hotel room.
Mm. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know who would be able to share the hotel room for the extra day.
Right. I have one guy. I have to talk to one of my consultants. This, anyway, we're on other subjects now, but that's okay. coming from Chicago, I don't know how long she's going to stay. Anyway.
Check Orbit. My son-in-law checked Orbit, but then he went directly. Delta was the least expensive for me.
Okay.
So we went directly to Delta because they had a few more options on the time that you have to go,
mm-hmm.
the travel time.
Okay. I'm going to do that. Thanks for the reminder. Well, good. If anybody doesn't have anything else this morning regarding our lifestyle call, I never did do an introduction. I got to get better about that. Back in the swing of things here. It's always nice to have everybody's input, too. I appreciate all of that. And I know I learned lots of good things. I'm excited about the Bean Cookbook, too. So, I guess we will sign off for today. And we'll hear you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Jeannie. Good call.
About that. Yeah. Thank you.
Have a safe trip home when you go.
Oh, I will. We're not leaving until Saturday, so.
Good.
So I'll be on tomorrow, too. All righty.
Good.
Have a great
Thanks,
day, guys.
Jeannie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeannie.